Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Jesus wanted people to know that he would always love them and take care of them. He called himself the Good Shepherd and told people that they were like sheep. Some people didn't understand, so Jesus told them this story. The little lamb was lost.
Baa,
said the little lamb.
Baa.
The sun slowly slid out of sight. The little lamb shivered in the cold night air.
Baa.
He smelled danger. Nearby, a hungry wolf hid behind a thorny bush.
Baa,
cried the little lamb.
Baa.
Down in the valley, a shepherd guarded his flock of sheep, watching and listening. The animals slept peacefully in the cool green grass. A small stream delicately danced in the evening breeze. A gust of wind swept across the valley. The shepherd paused.
Baa.
He heard in the distance.
Baa.
He knew the voice of his little lamb. Even though it was dark, the shepherd started up the rocky path that led toward the lost lamb. Don't be afraid, the shepherd called out. I will find you. I will keep you safe. The little lamb heard the shepherd's voice. Slowly, he stumbled down the path. A branch scraped his leg.
Baa!
He cried. The little lamb was scared. He waited for the shepherd to find him.
Baa!
He said.
When
the shepherd reached the lamb, he gently picked him up and held him close. There you are, said the shepherd. I have found you. I will carry you home. After he told this story, Jesus said, See, I am a shepherd too. Just like a good shepherd cares for each and every sheep in the flock, I care for each and every one of you.
Didn't they do a good job?
Yeah, they did.
And as we say, the word of the Lord. Question. How many sheep farms are in the state of Iowa? I beg your pardon? How many? Well, the answer is not many. Not according to the amount of cattle ranches, hog farms, and chicken farms in our state. In fact, I'm betting that you or your parents, when at the grocery store, don't select lamb chops for dinner. Rather, pork chops and steak and hamburger and chicken legs. We don't know much about sheep here in Iowa, except we have probably heard it said or learned somewhere that sheep are not the smartest of animals. They just seem to wander off and get lost and get into all kinds of trouble unless their leader guides them into green pastures and quiet waters back into safety. The leader we know as a shepherd. And although cattle, hogs, and chickens are mentioned in our Bibles, sheep are mentioned everywhere in our Bibles. I bet you can tell me where they are mentioned. Most everybody knows the 23rd Psalm, which begins, The Lord is, I shall not want for anything. And then there is Psalm 95, Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord God, our Maker. For he is our God, we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. How about that? One of the most comforting images of Almighty God. I want you to think about this. This all-powerful God the creator of the universe, of the stars and the planets, the moon, the sun, all the animals, black holes. Is this image of a shepherd? How do you figure? And this image is of a shepherd is not just for our eternal God. Indeed, people from the beginning of time have felt they were called to be shepherds of us. Many of the prophets, like Elijah, Elisha, were called to be shepherds of God's people. And then King David was known as the shepherd king of Israel. And even in our church, we have a group of people who are called shepherds to us. They look out for us. They care about us. They help us when we need them. During this COVID pandemic scare, my wife and I have received cards remembering our birthdays and our wedding anniversary and phone calls to see if we were okay. We even received a Valentine's card from our shepherd who is looking after us. Thank you, Anne. In Jesus' time, there were holding areas for flocks of sheep. Most of them were attached to their homes, sometimes not. Just as we see sometimes when we are traveling large feedlots for cattle, there were large holding areas for sheep. There they were fed and cared for, and when it was warm, they were sheared of their woolly coats, which provided cloth that was turned into clothes. As I said before, sheep are not the smartest of beings, which reminds me of me. Oh, sure, you see me now, standing up here in this wonderful, expensive preacher's robe. That's beautiful. Wonderful stole. To get it, I had to go to college, and then to go to seminary for 3 years after that to learn how to preach and be a pastor. But to be honest, I would have never gotten this far without several shepherds who guided me on the way. I've often said, when asked what kind of a student I was growing up, I've told them that while other boys and girls were doing their homework and reading books and learning all kinds of things, I was still trying to learn how to tie my shoes. I made all kinds of mistakes and failed several times, and I am sure I was an embarrassment to my parents. I was what people call a late bloomer. It took me a while to do the right things, but I made it, but not by myself. I got very lucky that I had some shepherds who took the time to guide me, and when I began to doubt myself, they gave me hope and encouraged me to keep trying. They never gave up on me. Now, the most interesting and amazing things about shepherds is that they know if any of their sheep are missing. And the Bible tells us that Jesus once told a story about a shepherd who had 100 sheep in his flock. And as they came in for the night, he counted only 99. And he left that big flock and searched to find the little one that was gone. And Jesus said that shepherd never gave up searching. And when the shepherd finally found it, he was so full of joy that he told all his friends about it, and they all had a party. They celebrated together. More than anything else, God wants you to know that he knows you and where you are all the time, because God loves you. In this holy season of Lent, let us remember that God, who created us from the dirt, from the dust, from the ashes of the ground, and brought us to life by blowing his own breath into us, is the one who gave us Jesus. You remember, the one born in Bethlehem, while shepherds in their field at night sang, "Hallelujah, Christ is born." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.